Clear, and we are so glad to be here this evening. Thank you for your friendship, Brother Clear, for this opportunity, and thank you so much for supporting Team Ghana for 15 years now, and then our family also for many years as part of the team, and we really appreciate it. I think the first thing we'd like to do tonight is sing for you, so I'll ask my family to come up here. Hey, we have a few scripture songs and spiritual songs we like to sing. Now, first of all, we'd like to sing a spiritual song, I'm Happy Today. How many of you are happy today? Yeah, praise the Lord. How many of you, Jesus has taken your sins away? Yeah, that's a good reason to be happy, so that's what we're going to sing to start out with. I'm happy today, I'm happy today in Jesus Christ. I'm happy today, for He has taken all my sins away. All right, y'all got it? It's pretty easy to sing there. We'd like you to try to sing with us on the second verse, I'm singing today, and then the third verse, I'm praising today. So you try it.
I'm singing today, I'm singing today in Jesus Christ. I'm singing today, for He has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm singing today.
Praising.
I'm praising today, I'm praising today in Jesus Christ. I'm praising today, for He has taken all my sins away. And that's why I'm praising today.
All right, the reason we're singing in churches, we want to be a blessing, but one of the motivations was when I was visiting with my family the last time I was on furlough. Our family would get together, and we would have our family altar, devotional time, whatever you want to call it. We'd have a little Bible lesson. We'd sing together. And my mother told me, you need to be doing this in the churches that you go to. And so I said, yes, ma'am. And so we've been working on that. And it's just something that let me encourage all of you families to do, to have a time during the week, several times during the week, that you get together, read the Bible, pray together. And that is very scriptural. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 5 through 7 says this, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 6, 5 through 7. And so we'd like to start out, sing a scripture song for you, Psalm 118. I think this is verses 5, 6, 8, and 17.
I call upon the Lord in distress, the Lord answered me. I call upon the Lord in distress, the Lord answered me.
Now this is the chorus right here.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. The Lord is on my side.
Singing with us on the chorus.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
All right, one more song. We call it God's phone number, which is Jeremiah. What did you know it? 33:3.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not.
Let's sing it one more time.
Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things thou knowest not.
All right, kids, just a second. I forgot to introduce you. And this is my wife, Maria, and we've been married. As of tomorrow, it'll be 18 years. We praise the Lord for that. And this is my son, John. He's 15. And this is my daughter, Joy. She's 11. And my daughter, Faith, is 7. And my son, Ben, is 6. Did they do a good job singing? Yeah, praise the Lord. Thank you, family, so much. And Brother Clear, thank you so much for this opportunity. And wow, Brother Sean, the music tonight was wonderful. Mrs. Clear, that was a great offertory, and we've been praying for you. And Brother Clear, you're such a great friend to us, and appreciate the opportunity to speak tonight. And we're going to show the video right now. And I almost forgot, I almost just started preaching. We're going to show the, I want you to see the video because I want you to see how God is using the money that you put in the offering plate for missions. Hello, I'm Mike Sarver. This is my wife, Maria, and my children, John, Joy, Faith, and Ben. We are missionaries to Ghana, West Africa. We are co-laborers in Kumasi with four other missionary families. We are privileged to serve on the staff of the Fundamental Baptist Church International under the leadership of our pastor and team leader, missionary Ted Spear.
Ghana, West Africa is an extremely fertile place to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to train men and women to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The Sarva family is a huge part of our ministry here in Ghana.
Please allow me to introduce you to several of the people with whom we get to minister here in Ghana, West Africa. Peter Frimpong came to my office in 2017 to inquire about our Bible college. At that time, I was able to win him to Christ. Now he and his entire family are attending our church faithfully. Peter's our visitation pastor, and he's overseeing my Sunday school class in my absence. His wife, Alice, works for our Christian school, and she and my wife go soul winning together on Saturdays.
I have understood that salvation is by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. I enjoy so much in this ministry, especially the teachings and also being part of the college. I thank God for this opportunity. Amen.
Emmanuel Apia was reached by the bus ministry of our church in 2007. Soon thereafter, her mother Grace started attending church with her. Emanuela is enrolled in our Christian school, and she graduated in 2019. Now she teaches in one of our learning centers of our Christian school. She and my wife, Maria, are good friends. They go soul winning together on a regular basis.
I'm thankful to God for my salvation and how he's helping me to grow to be much more like him through his words. And I'm also grateful to God for the chance to be a part of this ministry and the opportunity to fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ.
I invited Patrice Asante to church in March of 2018. He came to our church, was saved, was baptized, started coming to all of our church services, and now he's my translator in my Sunday school class, and he and my son John are soul-winning partners.
I want to give thanks to Most High God for my salvation, for working in my life. Because I remember when I was not saved, when the kind of song that I listened to, the kind of lifestyle I was living, and through the preaching and teaching of God's word in this church, my life has changed. About 90% of my customers have heard about this great salvation that our Lord Jesus Christ Jesus gives. And most of them have understood the gospel and have trusted Christ Jesus alone as their personal Lord and Savior. I'm really blessed to be in this ministry.
I thank God for allowing our family to have a small part in the lives of Kingsley and Lydia Adey. Kingsley came to visit our Bible college, but he was not saved. He heard the gospel and trusted Christ. He enrolled in our Bible college, and I had the privilege to teach him in several of his classes. He graduated in February of 2018. In 2014, I invited Lydia to church. She started coming to our Sunday school class. She became faithful to our evening services, and now she works in our Christian school. In 2016, Kingsley and Lydia were married, and then in 2019, they started the Fundamental Baptist Church of Montpontang.
I would like to thank God for my salvation and also the opportunity I have to be in this ministry, the training that I got, and also the privilege for me to meet my wife here. I praise God that I'm in the ministry and I'm serving God with my family. Amen.
Otri and Mercy Boachi and Emmanuel and Laurentia Tewia are such important members of our church. Brother Otri and Brother Tewia have been very helpful to our Sunday school class. But at the end of last year, Brother Tewia started the Faith Builders Adult Class, and Brother Otri started the Life Changers Adult Class. Our family loves these brothers and sisters in Christ. We thank God for how He has worked in their lives and in our lives also. Please pray for us as we continue to win souls, disciple converts, and serve here at the Fundamental Baptist Church International. Thank you so much for supporting us in the work here in Ghana. God bless you. All right, I just want to share a quick recent testimony. They had Bible college last week without me, but I got report that we got three new students this past week. One of them was reached through our bus ministry that our church has. Another was reached through our TV ministry. God has allowed us to be on the TV there in Ghana. We're broadcasting every Sunday morning with a viewership of over 500,000 people every Sunday morning. We praise God for that. And one pastor was watching the broadcast and wanted to come down and get further training with us. And so he was in our Bible college last week. And then the last new student from this past week, he was reached through one of our church plants in Liberia. And so we thank God for doing that and working in the ministry there. And now, if you will, take your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. And thank you again, Brother Clear, just a great friend to our ministry. And he's been there to Ghana. We enjoyed having him there. He's a great Bible teacher. And thank you so much, Brother Clear, for this opportunity. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And I'll read here. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And let's pray. Father, I ask for your help tonight. As we sang earlier, Father, I want you to fill me and help me. And Father, I pray that these truths will be a help to these people, help them to fulfill their purpose, your purpose for them, and for help them to expand your kingdom. And I pray these things in your name. Amen. This evening, I want to begin by thanking God for the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comforts us. The Holy Spirit assures us that we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin. The Holy Spirit reminds us of truths that we have learned. The Holy Spirit helps us when we pray. But in this passage, Jesus tells us that he has given us the Holy Spirit so that we would have power and boldness for witnessing. God has given believers the Holy Spirit so that we can boldly lift up and exalt Jesus Christ. You know, the truth is, if you're a believer, then you are a witness for Jesus Christ. Jesus says, you shall be witnesses. Now, you're either a good witness or a bad witness. You're either pointing folks to God or you're turning folks away from God. Jesus said, ye shall be witnesses. So this evening, I'm begging you to reach your Jerusalem, to reach your Judea, to reach your Samaria, and to reach the uttermost part of your world. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your sphere of influence. You know, there are people in your sphere of influence that I will never meet. Pastor Clear will never meet. And those are the people I'm talking about. God has made you a missionary to your world. You know, Pastor Clear, what if this church had a missionary and you heard that he came back on furlough, but you found out that he doesn't win souls, he doesn't hand out tracts while he's on furlough, he doesn't pray, he just shows up in churches and shows a nice 5-minute video. And what if you found out that he and his wife have not been getting along for many years? What did I say, 18 years we've been married, dear? And you find out that this missionary is just a real jerk and his kids don't respect him. I mean, Brother Clear, you'd probably be wondering why you're supporting this man as a missionary. And you know what? In order for me to be a missionary to Ghana, the uttermost part of the world there, then I have to first be a missionary to these folks right here. I have to minister to them. And they are part of my ministry. And you too, you have to reach your Jerusalem, which as far as the message is tonight, that's your family. And reach your neighbors. And minister to your fellow church members. You know, as a missionary to Ghana, our job is not just to get people saved. We need to disciple them and we need to help them grow in grace. And so you too are a missionary. You're a missionary to this church. You need to look around you. These are the people in your ministry. You need to be serving one another. And that's what the message is about tonight. You're familiar with the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And that's where this starts. I want you to look with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And Paul testifies about reaching his world. Paul testifies about the burden that was on his heart. And I want you to see this. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16. Says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me, yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Now, I'm reading this verse to sort of provide context here. Woe is unto us if we don't reach our worlds. And look what Paul says in verse 19, because we begin to see how we reach our world. Verse 19, Paul said, for though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself servant unto all, that I might gain more. Paul's trying to reach his world. He's trying to get the gospel to every creature. And one way to do that, one way to have that open door, is to be servant unto all. That's to everybody in your world. You're supposed to be their servant. Let's look down in verse 22. Paul said this, to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Paul said, I serve all men so that they can be saved. Paul said, I am made all things to all men so that they can be saved. Look down at verse 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye may obtain. So you see it in verse 16, Paul said, woe is unto us if we don't reach our worlds. And in verse 24, it says, our reward awaits us if we do reach our world. So how can we accomplish this? I've already talked about point number one, and that is reach your world with the plan of salvation. That's the most important thing. You know, I believe in lifestyle evangelism, but the purpose of having a good life for people to want to copy and to want to want what you have is it so you can share the gospel with them. You got to have the gospel. You got to be ready to preach the gospel. That's number one. Reach your world with the plan of salvation. Preach the gospel to every creature. You know, you need to start in your home. Parents, you need to make sure your children are saved. Make sure they understand the gospel. Don't leave it up to the church. You know, it's your responsibility. God's put them in your world. You have to get the gospel to them. Are you with me tonight? Parents, you want your children to join you in heaven, then you got to make sure that they understand the gospel. My son is 15 now. But I can remember when he was three, we had just gotten to Ghana as missionaries, and we would have our Bible time as a family when it was just my wife and I and John, and we would teach him about Jesus. We had these pictures that told the story of the resurrection, and we would go through that whole thing with him, telling him the story of the resurrection. But one night, I think it was October 16th, I think it was 2008, you were three at that time, we were in our living room there in Ghana and went through that, and he was asking good questions, had great understanding, and I believe that that night he trusted Christ because he's in my world. I reached him with the plan of salvation. Now, John, you're not saved just because I said you were saved that night. You need to make sure you understand John 3:16 yourself. But I'm not just talking about your family, though. It's more than that. Your neighbors. You need to share the gospel with your neighbors. You need to get some of these tracts out here. Brother Clear, I appreciate your making tracts available. You got some great tracts out there that explain the gospel very clearly. Some churches I go in, I don't know where the tract rack is. You know, it's hard to find, but praise God for this church, you're getting the gospel out. So get some of those tracts, carry them with you, and get the Holy Spirit boldness to pass out those tracts and to share the gospel with your neighbors, to share the gospel with your coworkers. That's part of reaching your world with Christ. And you're not alone. You can boldly proclaim the name of Jesus Christ because he gave the Holy Ghost to fill you and to empower you to be witnesses. Now turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. You know, I'm sure Pastor Clear makes it available for you to learn how to share the gospel. And it's not difficult. You need to be skilled at it. You need to know what you're doing. At the very least, you can take one of those gospel tracts and go through it with somebody. Read it with them. I know my son John, he would do that when he was 6 and 7 years old. He'd take one of our church's tracts and he won several people to Christ that way. Have you found it to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5? Verse 14. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, and listen to this, be patient toward who? You're not helping me here. Be patient toward all men. I don't know about you, that is a convicting verse. I know some people I don't want to be patient with. You know, they cut me off in traffic, I want to race ahead of them and cut them off. You know, but the Bible says we as believers are supposed to be patient with all men. Let's start out in the Jerusalem, our homes. Wives, be patient with your husband. I got one amen right here, okay? I guess the rest of you don't need patience. Husbands, be patient with your wives. I didn't hear any wives say amen, but husbands, be patient with your wives. Children, be patient with your parents. Parents? Amen. Amen. Parents, be patient with your children. Children? Yeah. You see, we do not get time off from being a Christian. You can't clock out from being a Christian. You're a Christian 24/7. You need to represent Christ 24/7. But, praise God, you got the Holy Spirit to help you with that. You know, you may be having a bad day, you may not be feeling well, but that is no excuse to neglect your duty as a representative of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It starts in our home and it continues at the church. Look at verse 15. It says, "See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves," that's talking about within the church, "and to all men." So this reaching your world with patience or grace or goodness, whatever you however you want to call it, reaching your world with patience begins in your home. It extends to the church, your brothers and sisters in Christ, and then to everybody else, to all men. You know, I know, Brother Clear, that First Baptist Church of Rosemont never has any people problems. Everyone is always so patient and kind and good to one another. Nope. You know, we all need this teaching. Our church needs this teaching back in Ghana. Every church that I go to, every believer needs to hear this truth. And we thank the Apostle Paul for writing it and for God for putting these verses in the Scriptures. I want to show you a specific application of this. Look at Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. And this is where the seed of this message came from. I was preaching or teaching at our church there in Ghana. I was teaching on James chapter 1 and verse 19, where it says that we should all be slow to speak, swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. And just teaching on that was really convicting. I came across Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to this. It says, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may know how ye ought to answer." What does it say there? Every man. You know, you have an every man ministry, an every man and woman ministry. Every person in your sphere of influence, every person you interact with, they are part of your ministry. You know, you're a missionary to them. I'm a missionary to Ghana, but I'm also a missionary to you, to my family, to the people I do business with, to anybody I meet. I am representing Jesus Christ to them. I need to be sharing the grace of God with them. First of all, so because I want them to be saved, right? And then once they're saved, I want them to grow in grace. I want to encourage them in the Lord so they can also help fulfill the Great Commission. You know, this includes telemarketers. Do they have real-life telemarketers anymore, or is it just these robots, these recorded messages? But be nice to those recorded messages. You know what my dad does? He might be listening right now by the internet, but Dad, sorry for telling this on you, but he'll get those phone calls from those telemarketers. He'll leave them on the line, and he'll get a recorder, like a flute, and he'll play that little recorder, toot, 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 and just to, I don't know. I don't think he does it to the recorded ones, but maybe he does. But, Dad, you got to reach your world with patience. This includes folks from other religions, other cults, not other cults, cults that might come to your door. Be patient with them. You got to love them. Maybe you'll have a chance to share some truth with them. This includes businesses that have not treated you properly. And this, I tell you what, you know, here in America, I feel like if there's a business, they don't do the job right. Most often, I feel like they will redo the job at their cost, but it doesn't work like that in Ghana. In Ghana, if they mess up your work, then they redo the job at your cost. You know, you got to pay for it twice. And there was a printer across the street from our church, and I wanted to give them a try. Normally, we'd been spending money on transportation to go to take the job to town. So I wanted to try this guy across the street. I gave him the opportunity to print something for our Bible college. And it came back, it was just streaks all over it. And wow, I was a little upset. We needed those for our conference. I wanted to just tell him what for, but I remember this truth. Remember to be patient, and went over and just worked it out with him. And you know what? He redid the job. We paid for it, but he gave us credit. He said, we'll let you pay for it to be redone, but we'll give you credit in the future on another job. So we haven't used all that credit yet. Hopefully we will in the future. Let me, with the time we have, let me just show you one more. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. So we need to reach every creature with the gospel. We need to be patient with all men. And look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for who? All men. You know, the third way that we reach our world is with our prayers. We need to be praying for everybody. Your prayer list should have a lot of names on there. You ought to be praying for a lot of different people. And that's one way you minister to others, is by praying for them. Is there anybody in your sphere of influence that you just don't want to pray for? Maybe you've said that before. Man, I'm just so upset with somebody. Maybe it's a family member that your relationship's not that good with. I'm not going to pray for him or her. Well, my brother, my sister, you need to get right with God tonight. We are supposed to reach everybody in our world. We're supposed to have a ministry to every man, woman, boy, girl in our sphere of influence. And one way is by sharing the gospel. Another way is by being patient. But another way is by praying for them. As missionaries to our worlds, you and I have other responsibilities according to the scriptures. And I'll get to them in a minute. But you need to pray for your spouse and your children. Pray for your brothers and sisters in Christ. Pray for your pastor. He's part of your ministry. Pray for your converts. Pray for your relatives, your neighbors, your co-workers. Pray for those with whom you do business. They're part of your world. Pray for your co-workers. Pray for your authorities. Pray for your enemies, the Bible teaches us. You know, what do you pray for? Pray for their salvation. Pray that God would get their attention. Our ministry in Ghana, we have some enemies, some people that would like to do harm and to our reputation, to our ministry there. They're our enemies, but they're on my prayer list. And I pray that God would get their attention. I pray that God would do something to help get them back on the right track. But pray for your enemies. Pray for people to know the will of God and do it. Pray for their needs. Praying for others is a part of our ministry. You know, in the time I have just given you 3 points, but the Bible teaches us many other ways, many other responsibilities that we have to all men. Maybe you could do this Bible study on your own. Just get your smartphone out. Not right now. You just get your smartphone out at another time and look up the phrase all men and look up the phrase every man. See where those phrases appear in the New Testament, and it will open your eyes to the kind of ministry that we are supposed to have to everybody in our world. You know, we all need to be missionaries. We all need to reach our worlds for Christ. And we can all do it through the power of the Holy Ghost. So tonight, let me ask you, are you reaching your world with the plan of salvation? Are you reaching those in your world with patience and grace? And are you reaching those in your world through the ministry of prayer? Let me ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. I'm going to turn the invitation over to you.